Hello from the cloudy studios up on Whidbey Island. Thank you so much for joining me today for The Perceptive Photographer, episode 475. I am your host, as always, Daniel Gregory. I guess I'm, as always, your host, and I am always Daniel Gregory. I guess that is correct on both accounts. Either way, it's an odd space to be up there sometimes, trying to figure out what you say as you listen to yourself talk. Anyway, one of the things we're going to be talking about today is an interesting notion of defining sort of the right photograph, the best photograph, the most fit photograph. But before that, a couple of quick announcements. Don't forget, coming up May 20th through the 24th is going to be a free week of Lightroom education. That is going to be the Lightroom Virtual Summit. Again, an amazing set of content, amazing set of classes. I'll be teaching three classes up there. I'll be teaching one on integrating Lightroom and Lightroom Classic with the Adobe portfolio. I'll also be teaching about shaping the light in black and white. And I'll also be doing an overview of my printing class, which I've reshaped and overtooled a little bit for sort of a deeper understanding into some of the concepts behind printing, and hopefully what will make things a little bit more accessible when it comes to things like color space and rendering intents and profiling and things like that. So I'm excited about that class. Hopefully you can join me. Also, the week that weekend before that conference starts, the May 18th and 19th, I'm hosting out of my studio a small intimate workshop on developing a more meaningful Lightroom workflow. So if you're interested in a lot of Lightroom training that week, head on up to danieljgregory.com and check out that class as well. This week's topic came about because I was working with somebody on organizing their photographs into a series or a body of work. And we were just going through that sort of process of how do you edit and sequence your work into sort of a meaningful way. And that part of the process went well. Of course, we ran into some stumbles where we were looking for certain photographs that were missing. And then there were some photographs we weren't sure whether they would be included. We weren't necessarily sure of the order. But anyway, normal process sort of for editing and sequencing to work. I was relaying that conversation on to somebody else, though, because I was asking sort of, well, how do you approach that when you're working with somebody? What's your sort of workflow for getting somebody to sort of come up with a body of work or a sequence of work? And in that conversation, that person mentioned, well, why don't you just have them select their best photograph? And that was an interesting question, because I think that is one of the assumptions a lot of us make, is that we should always be showing our best work. And what struck me about that was sort of the notion of the best photograph. What defines the best photograph? And there are competitions. They set up a set of arbitrary rules. They define a good photograph or what makes the best photograph. There are other places where we critique photographs. They define in some ways what a best photograph is. But again, there's a set of sort of criteria usually that's involved in that process. But when I was asked that question, what sort of spun up in my head was a different way of sort of thinking about that question, a different sort of way of responding. And not that it's any better or worse than a set of criteria from a competition or a juried exhibit or something like that, but it was that idea of the best photograph. And as I got to thinking about it, could I actually pick my best photograph? Not only that, could I pick my best photograph out of a sequence or a body of work? Sure. If I take what is hundreds of thousands of photographs and narrow them down to 15 or 20, yeah, I can probably select the best photograph out of those. Or could I? Could I pick out what is the best photograph? And therein lied sort of my puzzle that I began to unpack, which I think is turning into Pandora's box. But the thing that sort of spun up there was, well, how do I decide what best means? Is it the most important photograph? The most important photograph I've ever taken? Is it the most important photograph in that sequence or in that series or in that body of work? Is that the best photograph? Is it the most significant photograph? Is it the one that has the most impact on me? Is it the one that is the most significant because it tells the best part of the story or it conveys the most emotion? Maybe. Is it the most timeless photograph? Is it the one that is going to survive me, hopefully, survive the body of work? It's the one that, quote unquote, lives on the poster, becomes the thing that becomes the hallmark to sort of represent that particular concept or idea in that body of work. Is it the most interesting photograph to look at? Is it got the sort of the structure and concept and intention into that photograph, and it becomes more interesting the longer you look at it? Is it the most well-composed? Is it the one that has the most concrete and beautiful structure of light, tone, and shape? Is that what makes the best photograph? Is it one that provides the most interest, the most feedback, garners the most response from people? So as you can see, I started going down this sort of rabbit hole about what defines the best photograph. And again, in a big concept, we pull out of a body of work, out of a sequence. I think finding the best photograph against more and more images even makes that more and more complex, because we then add more and more variables to sort of calculate that in the equation. But if we return back to sort of that smaller, intimate body of work, I think one of the things that's sort of critical in that process is, in theory, what we have on the table is great work. I mean, if I'm looking at 15, 20 images, theoretically, I'd be looking at great photographs, 15 to 20 great photographs. Now, some are probably compositionally stronger than others. Some are probably to intention stronger than others. Some may be more important to understanding the context of space, place, time, or person than another. Which one of those is the best, again, comes down to how do we ultimately define that? And I think that's one of the pieces for me that sort of struck me with that question, was given the volume of options for defining the best of the photograph, I began to wonder if that's really the appropriate thing for us to be asking as photographers when we look at the work. And where I got sort of hung up on that is, if we ask what is the best photograph, if somebody says to me, they look across the set of body of work I have up on the studio wall right now that I'm evaluating and trying to decide what to do with, and if somebody says, pick the best photograph out of that, is my own sort of insecurity with my work, my own sort of angst, my own sort of tension in my head about my work going to have me arbitrarily select one of those photographs using one of those criteria? Or is it better to sort of push back on that question a little bit and ask them to define what they mean by best photograph? What do they mean by best of class, best of show, best of intention, best of purpose, best of significance? What is that actually that they're looking for? Because I think that's one of the challenges we have sometimes, is we are making assumptions about what we think people want to see in our work. This sort of gets back down to the root of sort of how I think this impacts us. A lot of times we're thinking about how does our photography impact others? And it's easy for us to get out of our headspace of that our photography is ultimately about our self-expression, what matters to us, what is significant to us. When we connect to what's significant to us, hopefully it's significant to others, that's what makes that process of looking at art, connecting to art, be significant. But in that question of sort of driving into, where is it that I'm interested in focusing my photography? What is it about my photography that draws in my desire to connect? And so when we look at photographs where I think what I'm looking at is one of my better photographs, one of my best photographs, so to speak, with technical flaw, with concerns of composition, say, that prove to be less than trivial in distraction. We're not talking about I like the horizon line a millimeter higher or a millimeter lower. We're talking about something significant. A crooked horizon line, say. In that question of, is that really my best photograph if I haven't taken into account the totality of the viewing experience? So sometimes we bypass what is ultimately good feedback about how to get a photograph to be stronger, more visually communicative to what we intend it to be about. And sometimes we also get caught up in allowing ourselves to sort of answer a question that really shouldn't be answered, which is the best photograph. We've got to find the balance between both sides of that equation. As the photographer, I've got to balance what is the appropriate everything that comes into that photograph to make it an interesting photograph. And I've got to balance the, am I being asked a question that actually drives the experience of understanding that photograph in a more meaningful way? And this isn't a matter of preference of, I like to look at wildlife photographs. I like to look at decayed buildings. I like to look at environmental portraiture. I like to look at street photography. This isn't a preference of a type of photography. This is an understanding of diving into a body of work, diving into a set of images, and finding what is it about the total experience of that photograph that makes for a strong, interesting, compelling photograph. And I think at the heart of sort of what's your best photograph is the question of what checks the most boxes. If we had a list of most important, most significant, most timeless, best composed, best processed, all of that, it checks all of the boxes, or nearly all of the boxes. And I know what some of you are thinking, well, if we have that list of arbitrary clauses, that's no different than any other competition or set of criteria for judging a photograph to determine whether or not it is the best photograph. But the difference in my mind, the reason I think it's sort of an interesting element, is I'm not saying we create a criteria that defines the photograph as the best of there. Rather, what I'm saying is we have a responsibility as the photographer to dive a little deeper into the questions that we're being asked about our work. It's rare that we get the opportunity to have a dialogue about our photographs. It's rare that we get the opportunity to solicit feedback from somebody. Usually it's us in a vacuum, work on a wall that nobody may even say anything about, or if they do, they're not sure what to say. So anytime we can have a meaningful conversation about somebody, whether it be in the process of putting together a body of work, a critique session, maybe you're at an opening, an art opening, you get to say something, or maybe you are finally having a cup of coffee with somebody you haven't talked to in a while, and you're talking about photography. The arbitrariness is not, does it check all those boxes? But in the dialogue about which box do you want to discuss, what is it when you say something is the most significant photograph in that body of 12 images? I think that's the most significant photograph because it conveys the most information about what you're talking about. Or it's the most significant photograph because it orientates my sense of time and space and place. It's the equivalent of my ephemera software in the satellite. I know where I am in the world now. I can now perform my task. Whatever that is, whatever that process is that we go through, it's not, again, does it check a bunch of boxes, but what insight do we get from that box? So if I say, what's your best photograph? And you say, oh, in this body of work or across this set of photographs, this one is my one that represents sort of the timeless structure. This one is the most important to me because I have the strongest personal connection to it. This one is the most significant for this reason or that reason. All of a sudden, it becomes not just about the one photograph, but the experience of being a photographer, the experience of creating work that operates on multiple levels, that allows the viewer to interact in multiple ways, and allows for us, as we start to put images together, to create more interesting bodies of work, because we're not looking at just one thing or one arbitrary definition of the best of something, but we're looking at photographs that offer the opportunity to have multiple interpretations, multiple experiences, multiple conversations about potentially what that photograph could represent or stand for as representative of a photographer or a photographer's body of work. So as you think about sort of that question of what's your best photograph, or you get asked about what your best photograph is, it's worth pulling a layer back on that onion or two or three layers to sort of figure out what's at sort of the root of that photograph and the root of the conversation around that photograph. What is its messaging that it's trying to communicate? And then how is that significant to you? How is it representative of the best of part of the way you work as a photographer? I think you'll find it's an interesting conversational shift, and it will definitely have an impact on how you talk about your work and relate to your work. Hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Again, I'm Daniel Gregory. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 475 of The Perceptive Photographer. You can get the podcast every Monday up on any one of the major streaming platforms. On any one of the major podcasting platforms. And if you're not a subscriber, hit that subscribe button and you'll get notified every Monday when the podcast is released. Hope you have a wonderful week. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time.